John and Saul while walking along, a lame man begging alms by the gate. Straightway they told, we've no silver or gold, but for you a great treasure awaits. Now such as I have give I thee in the name of our Lord. Rise up and walk, and be not amazed that a cripple was raised. It's through Jesus we do great things. Great things are in store.
Ed, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for being on board. Glad to have you with us on a Friday. It is Friday, the sixth day of the month of December. Light rain moving through the area, and it looks like that, it's hard to say, really. I first thought all of it was out of here, but it might not be. It still seems like there's a little bit being created as it comes across the ridges here. So we'll keep an eye on that. But it's not been much, just a sprinkle here, yonder, and about on your way home this afternoon. Well, speaking of getting home this afternoon, oh my goodness, it's going to be one of those days. Yeah, Mama told me there'd be days like this, and this is one of them. And it's Crashville Day. Yeah, we have wrecks all over the place. Let's start with I-26 heading westbound. There's a wreck just about halfway between the airport and Highway 146, right there around Lake Julian. It's in the westbound side, got traffic slow, okay, slow as it travels through here. And traffic on the slow. Westbound, and then of course you've got your your normal traffic slowdown, and then coming out of Asheville it gets slow right around 191, and there is another wreck, and this is right there in the construction zone. And the problem is there's no median, there's no emergency lane, there's nowhere to pull the car over. So when they wreck in that right there, you're up against a guardrail and a barrier. There's nowhere to go. And they also can't get the emergency vehicles to you. So it's a real problem the way they've got that done right now. So it's wreck going out of town on the eastbound side. This is between the outlet malls and the river, right through that section. You're going to be slow to the river, and then you're going to be moderate to the parkway. And then it will clear back up, but then you'll get back in traffic down near this wreck. Apparently you can see this wreck from both sides, what it looks like, because you've got slow traffic on both sides there near the airport. And there's more. On Sardis Road this afternoon, there is a wreck. Doesn't tell me which way. Doesn't tell me any other detail other than that there's a wreck. But it looks like to me that it's on the westbound, be going toward Inca. And it's got traffic backed up on Sardis Road, 112. And then there's a wreck reportedly at the intersection of 146 and 191 there at the Avers Creek red light. And I'm going to say that this one may be in the southbound lane, but it's really hard to say because traffic stopped in both directions. So I really can't tell, but it's right there at 191 Avers Creek. Sandy Bottoms looks good today. That's not your issue. If you're coming to get and taking Clayton Road, you're fine coming out of Asheville. It's when you get to the red light at Avers Creek, now you got problems. And there was another, well, there's actually, yeah, there is. There's either they've put it on twice or they've got two wrecks, one on either side of the intersection, and I can't tell there at Avers Creek which it is. And then to add insult to injury, let's go over to 25A near Mills Gap Road. There is a wreck northbound just before you get to Mills Gap. And so it's got that intersection plugged, and it's got things going very slow in that direction. Okay, this is 25A just before Mills Gap. There's a wreck there, and it's causing problems here this afternoon. How many does that make? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So Crashville is earning its name today, for sure. 40 west and eastbound Tennessee looks fine. 40 is clear all the way through Biltmore Forest to the top of the mountain. No problems that way. Looking northbound, we're good up to, cross into Tennessee, no problems there. Let's look a little further down the plateau. The parkway's still closed, by the way. I wanted to mention that. And I think everything else looks moving pretty good on the west side of the state. Western end. So I don't see anything now. Let's drop down to Greenville. Very unusual. You've got better than usual traffic. I mean, the traffic's moving good today. But there is one wreck to report, and it is on I-85. It doesn't tell me which side, but I'm going to assume that it's on the northbound. Southbound's always got traffic. They're always slow, but I think it's on the northbound, right there at 14. And so it's got it backed up down beyond Pelham. So I'm going to guess that's where it's at. So anyway, and then there's a couple more wrecks scattered out in the secondary roads, but the main arteries are moving pretty good here this afternoon. And interestingly enough, Spartanburg's fine today. Just nothing, no issues. So, okay, we'll take that, won't we? Let's talk about that precipitation. Every time I think it's clearing up, every time I think that it's all out of here, I see something else pop up. The Smokies did a number on this today as it was coming across. It was coming out of Tennessee, and it broke a lot of it up for us. For most purposes around, at least the studios here, we just had some sprinkles. We haven't even what you would consider rain. Been a very interesting topic today because we're preparing trucks for the parade tomorrow. And so as a result of that, everybody's been watching the sky very closely. But we just had a few sprinkles on the windshield. Nothing to mar the hand rub finish of a truck for the parade. Still underneath us, still raining. I still got a little bit. And you may still get an isolated pocket in the listening area, especially to the east and south of us, to Henderson County, Polk, you could still get some. But for the rest of us, it doesn't look like that there's any more behind us. But then again, I've been wrong before. We'll watch it pretty closely, though. We're looking at 50 degrees currently on the outside. Weatherman says that we are going to, let's see here. That's not current at all, so let's see if we can get something better than that. The 52 degrees at the airport, and the weatherman's saying a 20% chance this afternoon, decreasing clouds overnight with a low around 36, 53 tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. And so parade weather, pretty good, 53. Yeah, we'll take that. Even on Sunday, cooler, noticeably cooler, 49 for the high, but still a pretty good day for Rosman Parade. It's on the first of the week we're watching closely, and it is Sunday night that we're watching with a chance of rain increasing about 39 degrees, 70% on Monday with 56, 60% on Monday night with 50, and then 60% of showers on Tuesday with a high of 61. And as I look a little further into that, a lot of people have been asking, is there frozen precipitation coming in? Well, really, here's the one that we're watching. It is Tuesday night, and the showers likely mainly before midnight. Cloudy, and then here's the catch, low of around 33. But when the 33 comes, if it comes close to daylight, then the precipitation probably is going to be gone. So maybe not. Wednesday morning, we're back in the same thing. Is there a chance of showers or a snow shower? Maybe. It's only 40%, but the high temperature up around 47. In the higher elevations and in the mountain elevations closer to Tennessee, yeah, maybe. But it's not a big ice storm, at least from what we can see right now. Okay? Noticeably cooler after the rain leaves, though, mid-40s for highs, mid-20s for lows. Yeah, so it's going to be a cool latter part of the week. So any outside activity, you need to plan for that. 45 is a pretty cold high. You know, for us, as warm as it's been, for sure. All right, the sixth day of December, 94.9 and the Anchor Broadcasting Network being sponsored by the Landreth family, Charles, Leroy, David, Kenneth, Joyce Ann, and Clifton, in loving memory of their parents, Willie and Evie Landreth. Today would have been their wedding anniversary. They're thankful for a godly heritage. And we'd like to say how much we appreciate the Landreth family and remembering parents today, Willie and Evie. God bless you. Thank you so much. Birthdays today, Pastor Wayne Stafford is 45. Congratulations. And let's see here. Shirley Tritt is having a birthday today, and we appreciate that. Congratulations. And so anybody else, let us know. We'll be glad to get that on for you. And Brianna, if you'll come look at my iPad, I'm getting no messages here at all, so I don't know what that's about. But you can try me at 577-1296, and somebody send me a test message. Okay, you don't have to say anything. Just say, hey, okay, because I'm not getting anything. It's been a long time since we didn't get anything, so I don't know if it's working or not. Speaking of not getting anything, we got something more than we bargained for. We had several people call, and I appreciate you doing that. You knew that today it sounded like, if you were listening, it sounded like another station in the background. And that's not uncommon this time of the year, to hear another station bleed over. That's not uncommon. It's not uncommon on the AMs. The dark, closer you get to dark, the more likely that is to happen, a station in the background. It's more unlikely in FM. FM don't operate like that. FM has a frequency, what's called a frequency lock. And it will pick up on one signal, it'll pick up on the other signal, but rarely will you hear two signals at the same time. And then, of course, it can't happen on WGCR.net. Well, I had a pastor call today, and he said, "Preacher, there's another station bleeding over on you." And he said, "It's on all three channels." And immediately I said, "Okay, that can't happen." My mind went through what could be happening. That can't happen. That's not possible to bleed over on the internet. So I knew it had to be originating at the source. It had to be a source noise here in the studio, because that's the only common place those three stations have, is in the studio. It's the only common point there is. Is it possible that another station could bleed over on our line, over onto the AM? It's possible. It's not probable, but it, you know, I guess it could happen. Same thing on the FM. Is it possible it could bleed over? Well, yeah, depends on where you are. You might, if you go south, you're talking about, you hear Spanish come on over top of it. If you are north, you'll hear rock and roll coming on top of it. If you go toward Atlanta, then you're going to hear country music on top of us. So that's not, you know, that's not unheard of, to have interference. But it'll cut out. It'll cut in and cut out. I've laughed and told this. It didn't happen exactly like this, but I like the way I tell it better than what actually happened. I was going through the portico there at St. Joseph Hospital one morning and listening to us, 94.9, and I turned left to circle, try to find a parking place, and a station out of Greenville, Tennessee come on loud and clear. I mean, it was just like, it didn't skip a beat. It went from us to them, and it just didn't even skip a beat. And so I told somebody, I said, "Well, when I come under the portico heading north, Jeremiah was a prophet. But when I took a left-hand turn, Jeremiah was a bullfrog." And so we went from gospel to rock all in one easy turn of the wheel. We just, you know, all of a sudden, just boom. And it sounded like it was the same station. I mean, it really did. It was that strong. So what it was, we were doing some rewiring, and we had a bleed through off of the EAS unit. The EAS unit is designed to monitor other stations. And so there are, there's a chain of stations that the EAS comes through. And so we have monitoring stations that we have to monitor. So we silently monitor other stations. And should we not get a tone sent directly to us, then the thing will pick up a secondary tone. And will send it to us. And I believe I'm correct in saying that the National Weather Service can set it off by themselves, But otherwise, another station has to set it off, and then we pick up off of them, and then it sets ours off. Anyway, we had a backfeed, a bleed-through of one of the EAS monitoring stations. It wasn't as loud as we were, but it was loud enough to be distracting. And it was a country music station. Yes, it was, because by law, that's the one we monitor. So anyway, it did happen. It was a wiring issue. I apologize for any inconvenience that it caused or for any distress that it might have caused. It caused me a lot of distress. Now, I will say that. I jerked my jacket off, and up onto the floor I went. And, so it caused me a great deal of distress right there just for a minute until we could figure out what was going on. And we pulled a wire, and it stopped. And so we realized what had happened. So it was a backfeed off the EAS unit. Just so you know, the EAS, the Emergency Alert System, it's a black box that we pay a great deal of money for. It is tied in to the internet. Then it ties into receivers. And that unit has to be wired in manually between the control board and the transmitter. And that thing takes your signal away without your permission. And it can take your signal away from you and broadcast an EAS alert. And that's, by law, the way they're designed. They have to be able to take over the airways. Even when you're on automation, when no one's here, it has to be able to take over the airways. So the issue has been trying to get the twin studios. Since we've remodeled A and B here, we got twin studios side by side. And the goal is, the issue is to try to have the EAS unit in line so that it will go off from either board and you'll be able to hear it, because we never know when it's going to go off. And if the announcer is not monitoring an air signal, they don't know that it went off. They don't know that it's going off. These new units don't have the ticker tape that come out of them and all the other things. They're different. So as a result of that, we've been doing some wiring and some experimenting to see if we can figure out how to get all this roundabout. I think I've come up with a way to go beyond a distribution amp and bring it back in through an external headphone system to be able to bring it up and put it up on the speakers as well as in the headsets. I think I'll do that. And we've got just a few milliseconds of delay, but it's not enough to be distracting. It sounds more like an echo than it does a delay. So I don't think that's going to be too big of a problem. So anyway, we appreciate those that called us today, and we're working on it. Okay, I can tell you that we are working on it. And anytime you hear anything that you don't think, anytime that you don't think is, you know, right, you let us know, and we will do our best to try to fix it, try to remedy it. You are our eyes and ears. How many times you heard me say that? You are our eyes and ears. And if you don't tell us, we won't know. Yeah, we sit here in this studio, and although I'm looking at all kinds of things, I'm looking at cameras that watch all the parking lots, watch all the entrances, watch Highway 64, watch everything on this property. I'm looking at a computer that monitors who's listening from around the world. I'm looking at radars. I'm looking at multiple radars. I'm looking at all sorts of things, news channels, and I'm monitoring the music channel, the preaching channel. I'm monitoring the video channel. Eden's a singing right now on the video channel. So I'm monitoring all of that. I can see every bit of that. I'm monitoring all of that as we speak. But outside of the property here, it's a little different game. You know, we need to know what you hear and what you see. And we're always glad to hear from you. We are. We're always glad to hear from you. All right, let me see who's on this afternoon. Well, it may not be in Anchorage, but we welcome Anchorage, Alaska. Hollywood, Florida, in several places. Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Marietta, Georgia. Chicago, Illinois. North Manchester, Indiana. Now, that one's not real familiar to us. start Khabarovsk, Soviet or Russian Federation. Start is the name of the town. Khabarovsk is the name of the region, and the United or the Russian Federation is the name of the country. We got listeners today in Liberty, Leyte, Philippines. Glad to have you on board. Cambridge, Massachusetts, Mount Olive, Mississippi, Murphy, North Carolina, Asheville, Laurel Springs, North Carolina, Arden, Pisgah Forest, Mills River a bunch of times, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Towanda, Pennsylvania, Greenville, South Carolina, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Greer, South Carolina, Johnson City, Tennessee, Antioch, Tennessee, the nation of France. And what's interesting is France no longer shows up as France, but it's the French flag, and I can tell that they're there because of that, and it lights up on the map. And Marion, Virginia, all these folks with us this afternoon, and then a whole bunch of unknowns. And again, we are glad to have you. Appreciate you being here. And we do. We appreciate that. My maps are down today, and I don't know exactly why they are. And I'm afraid to touch too much, afraid I'll take something else off. So there you go. Anyway, all right. Well, we're grateful to the Lord for his mercy. Let me see what the text line is telling me. They said, don't leave out Dexter, Kentucky. Okay. And Iowa, good to hear from Iowa this afternoon. Thank you. And Fort Oglethorpe, thank you for testing. Appreciate that, Ron. God bless you. Appreciate that. And so, it is working. Thank you very much for texting, letting me know that. But I was completely blank there for a minute. Don't happen too often, but it happened today. So glad to have you on board. Appreciate you being there. And appreciate you keeping us posted there. Thank you for that, for sure. Somebody asked me to comment about the deal yesterday at Mission Hospital. And the truth of the matter is, I haven't heard the news, so I don't know what the final outcome of that was. I do know that. That there was, we think it was the North Tower, and there was a lockdown. There's an investigation as to what and all was said. It could have been a psych patient or something that had made a threat. Don't know for sure. But anyway, it's, that was what happened at Mission yesterday. They shut down Biltmore Avenue. It's a big deal. They went into a major active shooter situation at Mission yesterday morning. And it was barricade and shelter in place. That was the instructions. Barricade and shelter in place was the instructions that were given out to everybody there in the hospital. If you heard today, gunmen killed three at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida. He was a Saudi Arabian flight student, according to the FBI. And they are, of course, investigating this and will... You know, we'll investigate more, but of course, he was killed. The student was killed, and there was, of course, a great police response and all the rest there at the incident that occurred there on that naval base. The reason that struck a bell with me, I've been there. This is the home of the Blue Angels. Pensacola is the home of the Blue Angels. I mean, some of the greatest pilots in the world. Very close-knit community there. And, you know, but it's a huge place. A lot of gates, a lot of places. He was there apparently legitimately. And, of course, committed jihad. And did it because he'll go to heaven. Yeah, to kill infidels. To kill infidels, came, and he will be in heaven automatically, according to Islam, because he killed infidels, innocent, whoever it was. Yeah, So it's pretty bad when they make attacks in, you know, on military bases. That's, and my wife said, you know, they got to be suicidal. And I would agree with that. I would agree that that's true. Have you, did you hear today, though, the unemployment news? Did you hear that? 158,593,000 employed in November, the 24th straight record breaker for President Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Yep. And record 28,350,000 Hispanics employed in November. Yep. And, yeah. So the manufacturing jobs up 54,000 in November, up 510,000 under Trump. Did you know that? Yeah. So, and again, the president's numbers keep climbing. Even though they are going to impeach him, they are going to pass the articles. It's now just, they're going to vote along party lines. A simple majority is all it takes. They've got that going away. Oh, yes. They're, you know, they have that. And they will impeach him. And or bring the articles of impeachment against him. I don't believe that they will find him guilty in the Senate. I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't believe they do. So far, it's all been politics. It's all been nothing but politics. Everything about it's been political. Here's the thing that I would say about it: if what the president did is an impeachable crime, then beyond doubt, what the vice president, former Vice President Joe Biden, did is an impeachable crime. Therefore, he shouldn't be allowed to run. And there's been more damaging evidence against Joe Biden and his abuse of power during his term in the White House than there have been against Donald Trump. I'm talking about actual evidence. Actual evidence. There's a smoking gun. Everybody smells smoke, but they can't find the gun in trying to make it stick to the president. They've hammered witness after witness after witness, all who think and feel like that was the deal. But thinking and feel like that's the deal is you got to have some evidence. And so far, there's no evidence of the people, of the primary players involved. There's no evidence. Okay, it may have happened, but you have to have evidence. But that's not what this is going to be about. This is not going to be about the evidence. It's going to be about revenge against this president for the disrespect that he has shown to the Democratic Party, the disrespect he's shown to Nancy Pelosi, the disrespect he's shown to the climate, to the environment, to all of the sweet deals that Barack Obama had made, and all those other things. That's what this is about. And it's also about 2020, the year 2020. This is not about actually getting him out of office, although they would like to do that. That way he could not run, because they still think there's a possibility he'll win, he might win even though they impeach him. There's a possibility. If the Senate find him not guilty, his numbers may skyrocket even more, and he may be unstoppable to be elected again. Mitch McConnell said Democrats literally obsess over impeachment and obstruct on everything else. Reverend Franklin Graham came out today, slams the impeachment process, says it's about lying and spinning the lies. That's what he said. Lying and spinning the lies. Did you see what the reporter asked Nancy Pelosi? Do you hate the president? Oh, she blew up. Man, did she blow up. She said, I'm a Catholic. How dare you say that? Use that word, hate somebody. Why? I'm a Catholic. I don't hate anybody. I pray for the president every day. I do pray for Trump. It doesn't bother me what he thinks about that. That's what she said. So, yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of things that tickle me in the way people see things. Yeah, yeah, really tickle me. Of course, you know, you heard yesterday the 52% approval rating on the day that they say that they're going to, you know, move forward with impeachment. 52%. So it's up. Yeah, his numbers went up when they announced that. So we'll see. We'll see. Well, Baz, I hate to. I've got to go. We have our staff party tonight, and so I've got to go get ready for it. And so I apologize that I'm not going to be able to finish out the shift. But I tell you what we'll do. We'll play you some Christmas music, take you up to the top of the hour. How about that? Okay. Remind you, WGCR Christmas Channel. Yeah, WGCRmusic.net. And I'm not saying it because we're doing it. Some of the best Christmas music I think I've ever heard. Unique stuff. It's not just Away in a Manger, you know, sung 17 different ways. Unique music that I've never heard before, and lots of it, and it's just good. I'm telling you, I'm sick of, you know, I started like everybody else, you know, trying to get in the spirit. I turned over to some of the, you know, to some of the XM channels and some of the other things, try to get some Christmas music. But listen, if I hear, you know, Santa Baby one more time, I think I'm going to scream. You know, it's just, it gags me. And so we play the best of sentimental. We do play sentimental music, Christmas sentimental music, and sacred music. But we try not to play secular music. And the music we play with, even with the sacred and sentimental, we use Christian artists for that and not secular artists. So some good stuff. If you're looking for a break or a background for your holidays, WGCRmusic.com or WGCRmusic.net, I guess it is, .net. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I am. Of course, I enjoy the AM and FM, WGCR.net. But the music channel, yeah, I really enjoy that. So try it. You'll like it. Okay, you can download the app from any of the app stores. ABN, it's black and white in color. And it's the Anchor Broadcasting Network app. Download it on your Android or iPhone. Click on the icons. You'll be able to pick us all the channels right there, all four channels, from the television channel all the way up to the music, the preaching, and WGCR.net. Glad for you to do that. All right? All right. Pray for families in need. Pray for families going through trial. Pray for families that are bereaved and some that soon will be. Pray that the Lord will continue to intervene. Remember the youth meeting over at Brother Stanley's tonight at Victor Baptist. Remember that as you pray. Okay? Come join us tomorrow up at Eldridge Motors. We'll be there at 3, live broadcast of the Brevard Parade. Join us on Facebook, and we'll also have the video on Facebook. The broadcast will be on AM, FM, and WGCR.net, and then it'll also be broadcast over Facebook tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you there. Let's pray together if we can. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless you people and help us, I pray, in these days. Be found faithful. Pray for our country, God. Intervene. We'll give you the glory in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being on board. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Until we meet again, whether on the air or